If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. In the Catholic Church in the United States, October is Respect Life Month, and the first Sunday is known as Respect Life Sunday. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Is there an area in our world today in which the hardness of human hearts can so clearly be seen more than around the area of life and the life in the womb, around the question of abortion? If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. You know, it's election season. I can never remember a time when I've seen so many commercials pushing legalized abortion. Now, it makes sense because of what happened this past summer, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, thanks be to God. And I think the pro-abortion movement is a little afraid, and a lot of money is getting pumped in because we got to make sure in states like Minnesota, where it's still legal, it stays legal. And I watch these commercials, and the people in these commercials, like, my heart just breaks for them. Because so clearly, right before me, I see a heart that is so hardened around this issue. And that's tragic. You know, some of these commercials that I've seen, they start off with, like, the person giving their family resume. I'm a husband, I'm a father, I just became a grandfather, and let me tell you why abortion is so great. It's like, what? You're a father? A grandfather? And you think that is good resume to talk about what you're saying? If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Obviously, the goal for us as Christians is we want to help change people's hearts, come to see the dignity and the truth of all human life. For 2,000 years, the church has been proclaiming this truth, the dignity of the human person, that all people, no matter how small, no matter how old, have dignity, have worth. And that's something to fight for and speak out for and stand up for, because it's true and it's good. And until Christ comes again, the church will always be the voice on the side of life and the goodness of human life. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. How do we do that? How do we actually change hearts that are hardened on this issue? Because that's the real work. Obviously, voting comes in the whole pro-life issue, absolutely. But remember, voting, politics, is always downstream of culture. Why do people vote the way they do? Because of where their hearts are, what they think is important or not important, what they think is good or evil. And so we want to ultimately change hearts. Do I want to see Minnesota remain a sanctuary state for abortion in the upper Midwest? Of course not, and I hope you share that desire too. But again, the ultimate goal is to change hearts. How do we do that? That's the hard work. Just south of here, a couple blocks, is right on 241, is a little house that was bought 10 years ago and transformed into a pregnancy life care center. It's called Options for Women Cornerstone. And the people that work there in that life care center every single day, they're the ones on the front lines of this issue. They're the ones day in and day out that are working to change people's hearts, to care for moms in sometimes very difficult situations, to help them come to see and value and choose life. And that's a beautiful thing. And so what I've done is, this weekend, I've asked Cornerstone to send a member of their staff to come and share with us about their mission on this Respect Life Sunday. So this morning we have Jody Fox. Jody, come on down. Jody's a nurse. She works at Cornerstone, and she's going to share with us about some of the great work that they do at Cornerstone. So Take it away, Jody.
All right. Hello. Thank you, Father, for that. Like Father Park said, my name is Jody. I'm a registered nurse, and I work at Cornerstone. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Cornerstone, we opened in 2013. It's the only free pregnancy medical clinic in Wright County. All of our services are free, and we are 100% donor-funded. So thank you for all of those who support us, because we would not be here without you. The services that we provide at Cornerstone are pregnancy testing, STI testing and treatment, ultrasounds, and we also have an education program called Bright Course, where our clients can take classes and then earn points with those classes, and then use those points for our baby boutique and our gift cards as well. So a lot of items in our baby boutique that people can choose from. It's great. Our new services include CPR certification. We also have life coaching and baby cafe. The first time I heard baby cafe, I had no idea what that was. It is a breastfeeding support group. It's open to the public, so it's really nice. I've been able to work there as a nurse, but then being a new mom, I've been able to take my son there and get the support from Baby Cafe that they provide. It's wonderful. I highly recommend it to any breastfeeding moms that they just want support or some other women. Yeah. One of the misconceptions of pregnancy medical centers is that we are fake clinics. This could not be further from the truth. We are staffed with medical professionals. Our medical director, he performs our ultrasounds, nurse practitioners, physician assistant, and a couple of nurses. We are also staffed with a life coach and a licensed educator, so very good staff on our team. On behalf of Cornerstone, we just want to thank you guys for your continued support. We would not be here without your donations and your prayers. So continue to do those for us, please. That sustains our ministry so we can help serve our clients and our community. We are currently in the process of adding 1,200 square feet onto the front of our building. We just continue to grow, so the need is definitely there. Last year, in 2021, we had roughly 600 visits to the clinic and about 101 clients. This year, in 2022, we've had about 105 clients and over 2,000 visits to the clinic. We have also provided over $16,000 in our gift cards, so we feel very blessed to serve the community like we do. We just ask for your continued prayers as we serve our clients and get the word out about Cornerstone. A lot of people don't know about us, and that's very disheartening when people don't know that we exist. So please refer us or get the word out. That'd be so helpful. Again, we would not be here without your guys' support, so thank you. As a small gift, we do have little baby feet pins in the back. At the end of Mass, we have a table back there, so if you guys would like to know more about us, please stop by. Otherwise, thank you, and God bless.
Thanks, Jody. That's a way better homily than I could ever give on this issue. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Something I'd like us to do, again, stop by the table after Mass, but on this Respect Life Sunday, I'd like us to do a second collection for the work of Cornerstone. So after communion, we're gonna do a second collection, and all that money is gonna go to the work of Cornerstone. If you've been following the news, you probably know that in the last several months, many pregnancy life care centers around the country have been under attack. Vandalism, firebombing, different politicians are trying to close them down, accuse them as being fake clinics, as Jody said. But no, as clearly they're staffed with medical professionals where women and their babies and their children get excellent care. And so as pro-life people, again, obviously that should affect how we vote, but it should also affect us supporting those on the front lines, doing the hard work of helping to change hearts and minds and support moms in sometimes very difficult situations. And so we should put our money where our mouth is. And so again, we're gonna do a second collection after communion. The first collection, like normal in a few minutes, will be the normal collection for St. Michael. Then after communion, there'll be a second collection again just for Cornerstone. The last thing I'll say is this. Anytime I speak up about this issue, I always try to remember to emphasize the importance of the mercy of God. What keeps hearts hardened is because people don't come to the mercy of God. Some of the most powerful moments of my life as a priest has been when this issue has come up in the confessional. And women and men who have been involved in this come and humble themselves and ask for God's forgiveness. It is such a powerful thing. And God's mercy is the ultimate thing to change the human heart. So if I'm speaking to you, or if I'm speaking to someone you know, don't ever hesitate to come speak to me, speak to any priest, encourage your friend, family member, come talk to us. We would love to offer you the mercy of God. Jesus can heal you. He wants to heal you. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Let's just close by saying a Hail Mary. You know, it's October is also the month of the rosary. That's why we have Mary here in the sanctuary this month, to remind us of the power of the rosary. Let's ask for her intercession. She would pray that hearts would be softened, hearts would be open to the mercy of her son, that hearts would be changed and come to respect the dignity of all human life from conception to natural death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.